Yeah, FADYL monitoring. FADYL monitoring.
Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, this is Mike, KB8RVP in Fenton.
KE8RVP, this is W8FFR. Good morning, name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee Alpha November. And I am approaching Lapeer. How are you on this chilly morning?
Yeah, doing good, Ryan. Yeah, it's Kilo Bravo 8, Romeo Victor Papa. Nice to hear you out there. Luckily, about 4 years ago, about 3.5 years ago, I got to start working from home. So I still have an office I can go into. I just go in a few times a year, but on days like this, I get to stay home. I know the roads were kind of iffy last night. I had to run out, run a couple of errands, and it was 32 degrees and freezing rain for about an hour here in Fenton. And then it switched over to snow, and the roads pretty much became an ice skating rink. Hopefully they've got everything salted and it's smooth sailing for you this morning.
Yeah, I know what that was like. I was coming back from Pontiac, and I didn't get home till almost 9. And I left where I was at around 8-ish because it was, yeah, it was bad. But so far, at least the main road, I'm on M24, and it seems pretty good. So we'll see how today goes. Hopefully the roads are clear, but yeah, I did not expect it to get this cold this morning. And it's times like this where I kind of envy people who can work from home because I can't. So fun stuff being the cold all day today.
Yeah, I spent most of my career driving to work every day. I've had to drive to Flint, Saginaw, Brighton, Auburn Hills, and Troy during my career. And I've had to take training and drive to Southfield, Lansing, and different things. I do IT support, so it's changed a lot over the years. I still kind of like going into the office better. It just feels a little more normal to get up and shave and take a shower and pack my lunch and get in the car and go. But, yeah, days like this, nice to stay home and not have to worry about your car getting wrecked or all the salt. And when the gas prices are up, I remember when I was driving to Troy every day, gas was $4 a gallon, and I had to fill up every 3 days. And there were times it would take me 2.5 hours to get home. So, yeah, there's definitely pros and cons. KB8RVP.
Yeah, 80 to 90% of my work is actually driving as well, so I'm all over the place. And went all the way down to Monroe yesterday, and then made it 2 miles in 30 minutes because of construction. And yeah, that was fine. And now with it being this cold and being on the roads all day, especially since I'm heading down to Detroit, we're going to see what happens.
Yeah, I always just left extra early and usually got to work 20 minutes early, unless it was really bad. There was 1 year driving down to Auburn Hills that we had a little bit of a warm-up, got some wet, sloppy snow, and then overnight it got super cold. And for like 3 days, driving down 75, there was a layer of ice that just kept getting choppier and choppier, and I thought it was going to destroy my car. Just, it was like going down a bumpy road, and it was crazy. And it finally started to warm up a little bit where the salt could work, and finally that layer of, I mean, we're talking like a layer that was 2 inches thick of just this hard ice. And as the cars and trucks drove over, it kind of got broke up. But, yeah, your car was shaking. The dash was shaking. You're wondering if something's going to break on your car. And that was a fun couple of days.
At that point, you should have just wore ice skates and skated in the work. It probably would have been a lot more efficient.
Well, the saving grace was amateur radio. I'd get on the Central Michigan Link system on the 440 side, and there's a repeater up in Saginaw, there's a repeater here in Fenton, there's one down towards Auburn Hills, and I could talk to the same group of guys, didn't matter which direction I was heading to go to work. And before that, when I was going to Brighton, I'd be on the Fenton 2-meter. There was a group of us that would all talk. So if your drive took you 2 hours or 45 minutes, it seemed like it went by pretty quick having a group of people to talk to. So that made it really nice.
Yeah, those are the best when you basically have an informal net, but the same people on the same frequency at the same time. And now I can't get the Cheers theme song out of my head. So that's going to be fun. But this is W8FFR station ID.
KBRVP. Yeah, the other thing then, too, for a lot of the years that I was driving to work, everybody just had regular cable TV. The shows were all on at the same time. So you'd get to work and everybody would talk about an episode of Friends or an episode of Cheers or whatever. And nowadays everybody's streaming or different shows, they're on a different, might even be on a different season of a show. A little bit different conversations around the water cooler, I guess, or the coffee pot. But yeah, there was a guy that worked at the GM Proving Grounds that drove in every morning. There's a guy up in, he lives up in Auburn by Midland. He works in Bay City, and I worked all over the place. And there was a guy that worked down at the trash dump. He's down by the, there's a GM plant down in, what the heck is it? It's down north of Auburn Hills, anyway. He was always on the radio, and we had a guy in Brighton, and had a guy that worked for the phone company. So it was always good conversation going into the morning, and everybody knew something about something, you know. Some guys worked on their own cars, and they talk about working on our own vehicles, which is what I do, or where we work or what we're working on, projects going on and stuff. So always lots of fun. Back to you.
Yeah, I know which plant you're talking about, Lake Orion. It's off of, I think it's Joslin Road. It's either Joslin or one of those roads there. But, yeah, I always managed to convince my parents to let me take my mag mount off of my car and put it on the vehicle we take when we go on family vacations and stuff, and then I'll just start talking to people from other states, and I love it. It drives primarily my sister. She absolutely does not like it. But I tell her, too bad, it's my hobby. She can always just, like, rent a train ticket or something.
Yeah, when I was growing up, we always drove to Florida in our family vehicle, and my dad always had a CB radio. And he always had a notepad of different things that were going on along the trip, and I'd kind of keep the notes if there was a bypass we had to take because the road was shut down or the traffic was backed up. And then when I got older, I got into police scanners, and my grandmother had a police scanner, and she'd call me and put the phone up to the radio if there was a chase going on or something. And then I started listening to amateur radio frequencies when I got older, and I thought that was really cool. I'd listen to the Nets. I'd want to chime in, but I couldn't, so I decided to get my amateur radio license. And then my wife got her amateur radio license as well, so meet a lot of cool people. It's a lot of fun and pretty neat that they let you put it in the family vehicle on road trips.
Oh, yeah, I love it. And I usually spend all my time repeater hopping. Sometimes I'll go on the national call, but I only got one guy, and it was one transmission, and it was garbled. I could not get him in to save my life. Because I only got a 5-watt handheld. So my antenna is great, because it'll give me, if you take a repeater and you draw a 20-mile circle around that repeater, that is my range. So it'll give me good distance, but it's not like the 80-watt that I have that still has not been installed.
Yeah, I started out, I went to Radio Shack and bought a 2-meter handheld, and I got an adapter so I could put a mag mount antenna on my car and plug it in. I got a cigarette lighter cord and a speaker microphone. And I had I was living in an apartment, and my landlord let me put up a chimney mount antenna on the apartment as long as it could be removed without leaving any marks or damage. I had a 3-watt power supply, so I just had the handheld. I'd bring it in the house and use it as a base. I'd put it in the car. I'd go for a walk and clip it on my belt, so one little radio was doing everything, and then slowly went up from there. Joined the Fenton Club, and it was a lot of fun. Met lots of people, and like I say, from all different walks of life and different careers, and everybody was knowledgeable about different things, so if you had a question or you're working on a project at home, people are always willing to help you out.
Yeah, hams are so helpful. I love it. But anyways, I just arrived at work, so I am unfortunately going to have to cut this rag 2 off. So KB8RVP from W8FFR, I am sending 7-3. Enjoy the rest of your day. Try to stay warm. W8FFR, I am clear on your final.
Perfect timing. I start at 7 a.m. and just getting signed into all of my systems. Have a great day at work. Nice riding along with you. 7-3, KB8RVP.
NHGYU, this is NACLC. Are you monitoring, Rick? NHGYU, this is NACLC. Are you listening? NACLC, listening. NACLC listening. NACLC listening.
NHSP, NHSP, WYRC.
KD8IWS.
KF8CPP, monitoring. KF8CLL, got you loud and clear, Ricky. I was just actually going to head outside and start shoveling some snow out there. Got some on the sidewalk, so how about you? You got any snow that you had to shovel yet, or has it all been already plowed? I know the streets get plowed in Lansing because you're pretty close to downtown, so I'm sure they've already gotten your street after it snowed, so. Now you got any snow you got to shovel? There's not really enough snow for me to warrant shoveling. It'll probably just melt away when there's a few warm days, unless more accumulates on top of it, but there's just not enough for me to. I saw one person out shoveling. I don't see why she did that, though, because not really enough to warrant shoveling for me. There's probably not even an inch of snow out there. So, yeah.
C-L-L. Ricky, do you still got a copy on me? Still out there? KF8CPP, this is KF8CLL. You still got a copy on me?
Yep, this is KF8CPP. I heard you loud and clear this time.
Well, I was trying to get the HTs, the handy talkies, to work. They didn't want to cooperate out there in that cold or something. I don't know what exactly it was, but yeah, it's. Wait. Buy one burger for the price of two and receive the second burger for absolutely free. What?
What's this about free hamburgers?
Buy one burger for the price of two and receive a second burger absolutely free. You're just buying two burgers.
Is that like on a coupon or something?
It's a stupid Facebook post down here. They're silly posts. I get all these things all the time. I've shown them to you before. Some of them are crazy. Random posts. Speaking of which, you got 8 minutes. Should I run that ad? Basically, I think it's the Thursday night post game TV net. So we meet up at 5 o'clock on every Thursday. If anyone listening on there, you're welcome to join when you start it up. If I do, I may or may not. It depends on my mood by then in 8 minutes, but I may get caught up with something and get busy and not be able to run it. But Ricky may be able to run it, but he won't be able to send the test image, so. But yeah, Ricky, I don't know. There goes my mom in the background shouting. You probably heard that a little bit, did you? Ricky, did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear your mom shouting. And by the way, not going to run that net. No, I just don't feel like it. No, 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 no. So, yeah. It's either you run it or you don't run it. So, yeah. Yeah, I get that. It's just, I don't know. I don't feel like running it really right now. But, and again, I don't know if anyone wants to join. And last time I tried running it out on this repeater, you know what happened? People were talking over me and each other, and I couldn't hear some people's call signs because they were miles from the nearest repeater. And hey, it's actually, if you could run a YouTube live, you could tell people in the description, you could leave the Echolix nodes and everything for them to connect to, for our viewers to hop in. If they're in the United States, they could do that, because, you know, technically you can do it anywhere in the world, technically. You can talk all the way across the globe using Echolix. As long as you've got a good internet connection, it works. This is KFACBC. You know, that sounds like a great idea. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Have my viewers join in on the net if you do decide to run it. So, yeah, that'd be nice if we could do that. Probably, maybe I will. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just probably just going to kick back and relax in here. I don't know. I might run it. I'm just tired. Haven't been getting a good sleep. I've been exhausted from... Probably, to be honest, it's probably the cold slowing my heart rate down, but just enough to make me tired, because I'm outside a lot. Or it could just be the fact that I'm doing a lot of working. Looking out the window, it is lightly snowing again, so... And of course, I couldn't find a snow shovel anywhere, so I don't know. I don't know if you've got one, but maybe if there's still snow around this weekend, or if it snows again and gets thicker and heavier, we could probably plow some driveways and get some, maybe whoever decides to pass. It's a volunteer kind of thing I want to do. If we get paid, we get paid. If we don't, well, it's free work. Somebody got their driveway plowed and for free. They don't have to pay anything. Because I'm not going to charge them if it's a huge driveway. And I'm like, and again, I've never charged somebody before, so I can just imagine if somebody doesn't pay me, I just like, oh, it's a big driveway. And I'm like, I'm charging you $15 for the driveway. And they're like, well, sorry, I don't have any money. I just put the snow back on their driveway, like layer it down. It'll be so hilarious. I'm just putting all the snow right back. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that'd be so hilarious. Yeah, that's funny right there. Just lays the snow back in their driveway because they didn't pay. It's something I'd probably do too. I mean, it's not nice, but hey, it'd be too much work for me. I'd be shoveling up snow and then putting it right back, and there's no pay there. Like, what? I would rather just not do the driveway at all, you know. Right, yeah, so, I'd probably do the same thing, so, yeah, well, I guess I'll let you go for now. Maybe we could possibly get back into a messenger call, perhaps. It was nice talking with you, as always, and, this is 73, from KF8CPP. We'll be going clear. 73 from KFACLL to you as well. Not front 8, curious lightning later. Over to on clear.
Echo
8CPP to KF8CLL. Do you copy? Yeah, I don't know what the hell was just going, excuse me, I don't know what the heck was just going on there. I had Lowriders by War playing in the background over here. I don't know how that happened. I think my FM radio got kicked on at the same time the reception came in. It glitched out, the two circuits crossed the mind or something. I don't know. But I just turned it off, and hopefully it doesn't come through. I want to see if it does again. So back to you, Ricky. This is KFACLL. Wonder how that happened. Yeah, so just been chilling here, playing some Tornado Alley Ultimate on Roblox. So I'm playing it right now as I speak. It's currently in an intermission round. This time I got you loud and clear, could understand what you were saying, didn't have 92.9 playing in the background. So I realized that's what station it was because I was playing War. I got you loud and clear this time. The radio got, I fixed the issue. I was going to run the net at 6. Completely forgot it was 6 past 6 o'clock. So I guess we'll run it next Thursday and see what happens there. 401 people that there will be a net Thursday night at 6 p.m. And, I'm going to get my charger for my phone with now. I might participate in that. Speaking of nets, I'm going to try to participate in that, the quarter century wireless net on the 700 repeater, the 6.700. So, yeah, and that's at 8, I think, so. Sorry, I was just going to get a snack. Mandarin oranges. Yeah, that would be pretty nice. I don't know. You said it's on the 700. Do you think they're still going to run it tonight? Yes, they said they were going to run it until the end of the year. So tonight, and then the week after. No, I think, the 12th. Tonight, the 19th, and the 26th. They're going to run it, and then it's going to be picked up, hopefully, by another operator.
All right. Think I might chime in there, too. Said it's on the 146-700, correct? This is KFACLL.
Yes, it is on the 146.700 repeater. This is KFACBB.
Alright, I'm going to QSY to 146.700 if you want to do that for me too. PL1072. And it's got a negative offset rather than a positive offset for the KB8LCY repeater that we're on, because that's a WAPTI. You know it. So just program that in real quick and I'll hear you there if it works and is not interfering with anything right now. KFACLL QSY to WADCI 146.700 megahertz.
All right, I'll see you there. This is KFACPP QSY to 146.700 megahertz.
KFAAYL monitoring. KD8OOE mobile.